On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team certainly got off to a fast start already this year. Defeated the University of North Dakota, Viterbo, and Crookston. The Crookston match earlier this week is non-conference. They will open up conference play this weekend, hosting Moorhead and also Crookston in a league game. Jesse Voller, a freshman off the soccer team with us. First of all, congratulations on the great first week.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Did you ever imagine walking onto a college campus and winning your first three matches?
Honestly, I didn't. But, you know, it's funny. Captain's Week, this team is looking real good, and I was really nervous. And it's awesome. I like everyone on the team is great.
Did you ever imagine you'd score a point in every single game in the first week?
No, I really didn't. I mean, you know, I was played a great ball by a defender the first North Dakota game. B is her name, and it was just great, you know, me and Jamie Ford up top, just great combinations, and it was a good feeling, that's for sure.
Not going to lie, you set the bar kind of high right now with a point a game. You ready for that pressure?
Yeah, that's kind of a lot to handle. As a freshman, it's very nerve-wracking, that's for sure. I never would have thought.
Came off the bench the first three games you started, then the Crookston game. That make it easier, where you just get to watch for a little bit and kind of get into the game that way?
Not going to lie, it did. I started the first St. Kate's scrimmage, and I was like, what? Like, I really thought I was confused. You know, coach is a great guy, and I was just like, there must be some kind of confusion. And I really like coming off the bench, you know, seeing those core forwards. I really look up to them, so I try to follow that.
How much better can this team get, though? I mean, it's hard to say you can. You've won every game so far, but what sorts of things do you need to improve on yet?
It's funny you say that. After every game, you know, coach always stresses that we still have so much room to get better, because we really do. And this team I can really see going a long way, and we want to make his dream come true. And as a team especially, it's great. It's looking great.
North Dakota, I'm sure you've heard the stories from coach and some of the upperclassmen on the team that, you know, they've always been great games, but, you know, it just seems like you've never been able to put them away, and all of a sudden you beat them the first game of the season. How much easier do things get once you've knocked off that quote-unquote Division I team?
Yeah, you know, North Dakota was actually – we came in with a really strong mindset, and we had that energy going right from warm-ups, and it was like – if we maintain that, seriously, every game, we're going to look great. And it was a really good start to our season, that's for sure.
Why did you choose BSU?
I chose BSU, for one, the coach, really seriously, he really grabbed my attention when he was looking at me playing and did a visit. And I was like, this is it. You know, you just have that feeling and you go on the field and you're like, I seriously can see myself playing here. And it's been nothing but great. Like, seriously, the girls are great. I have nothing to complain about so far.
Well, somebody from the big city coming up here, a little bit of culture shock. Now that school has started and you're into a little bit of a routine, has that culture shock gone away a little bit?
A little bit. You know, not going to lie, I was real nervous. And, like, leaving my family was kind of hard for me at first. But the girls, I strongly consider family now. And they've done a really good job, like, welcoming the freshmen. I can't complain, so.
You guys open up conference play this weekend. First few games, granted, they're wins and they're good, but they don't mean much once conference play starts. How important is finishing well, home field in the playoffs and winning in the playoffs to this team?
Yeah, we focus, like, the forwards do stuff after practice for about like 20 minutes together finishing, and that's really what we need to work on, because we're gonna have those games where we need every ball needs to be finished, and can't really take advantage of that. So.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.